Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. Okay, today I want to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 4 to remind you that Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. So all non-Christians, including Muslims, are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Satan used different means to blind the minds of non-Christian people. And remember, Apostle Paul traces the power of evil back to its ultimate source, the god of this world, Satan. Remember that. Ephesians 6, God told us that our struggle is not against human opponents, different translation, flesh and blood, but against evil spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. We always need to remember that. The Apostle Paul does not try to locate the source of evil that we fight against in any political or religious system. So, I strongly believe, according to Ephesians 6, verse 12, our struggle is not against human opponent, but against evil spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. Based on that, I strongly believe that our struggle is not against Islam or even Muslims, but against the forces of evil in the heavenly realm who blinded the minds and eyes of Muslims. Actually, Muslims are not our enemies, after all. In fact, they are victims to Satan, our enemy. We have only one enemy, Satan. Muslims are our mission field. Remember that. Muslims are our mission field. So, I want to pay your attention that in the same chapter, chapter 6, right before the Apostle Paul said our struggle is not against flesh and blood, he encourages us, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. Okay? So that's why God told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that our weapons, the weapons we fight with, are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We take captive, the Bible said, every thought to make it obedient to Christ. How we do that? The most effective and biblical way to respond to Muslims is prayer. Prayer for them and prayer for us. Prayer for them that God will open their eyes and minds to understand his word and to know who Jesus is. And also we pray for us, pray that the Holy Spirit will strengthen us with power. Please pray with me now that God will enable us to put on all of His armor and grow in our relationship with Him. God, we ask you now to fill us with your love. Give us the chance to manifest your love to Muslims, because you taught us, God, that love never fails. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember that, my Christian brothers and sisters, love never fails. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that He will open our eyes always to realize our constant need for His presence when we are dealing with Muslims, or when we are dealing actually with any non-Christians. All right. So God does not want us to react to Muslims out of fear. Fear is a natural reaction when someone feels his vested interest are being threatened, okay? So when we feel we are threatened, we are afraid. But when we ask the question, can Islam or Muslims ultimately do anything to threaten the existence of the church or prevent our ultimate triumph? Of course not. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again, the final victory over all the power of the devil was gained. It's a done deal. We know that from Colossians 2. Through the cross, Jesus disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by His victory over them on the cross. It's like we are watching a game and our team already won. When Jesus hung on the cross, He was certain about the outcome of His saving work. I remember a verse in Isaiah 53, verse 10 and 11. Let me read it to you. I was reading it yesterday. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He has put Him to grief. When you make His soul an offering for sin, He shall see His seed. He shall prolong His days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. He shall see the labor of His soul and be satisfied. By His knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many. My dear brothers and sisters, we are not fighting a battle for God against Muslims whose outcome will depend on the intensity of our efforts. No, we are simply seeking the spoils of victory. Every Muslim convert is yet another proof of Christ's invasion of the devil's kingdom and a sign of the ultimate fate of the power of evil. They are destined to destruction when Jesus returns again, when the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 11, verse 15. This program will be continued next week, but before we end our program, let us pray. Let us do the most important thing we can ever do. Let us seek God's presence. Let us declare to God that we are desperate for your presence, God, in our lives. Let us recognize before God our inability to fight this battle. Let us declare to ourselves before God that we are desperate for your presence, God, that we need you, God. We need your spirit to fill our lives with power, with strength, with wisdom. We need you to guide us, God. We need you to equip us. We need you, God, to use our lives with the right Muslims who will respond to your word, God. God, you can work on Muslims' lives. We need you, God, to guide us to those Muslims that you are working on their hearts and minds to reveal your love and your salvation to them. God, we even pray right now that your spirit will work, God, in the lives of multitudes of Muslims and open their hearts and open their minds to receive your love and your salvation through faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God, we pray for our fellowships, that you will motivate and equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we pray that in spite of our inability to bring one Muslim to Christ, we pray that you will give us the ability, that you will use us for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. We trust in you, God, not in ourselves. We trust in your word. We trust in your spirit. We trust in your work, in your grace, in our lives working every day and on the lives of Muslims that you will guide us to meet. In Jesus' name we pray. My dear brothers and sisters, don't forget, if I can ever be of any help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. If I can pray with you for your Muslim acquaintances or friends, contact me. If I can meet your Muslim friends with you, or if I can contact them on your behalf, or send them any materials, contact me. Don't ignore the Muslims that God guides you to meet. Believe God will use your life. God's peace and grace with you, now, tomorrow, and forever. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.